is schieten lief min ha-Torah, but according to Man Yomar, hold yes, there is schieten lief min ha-Torah, so then the source should be, yesh ikur, who are then, there'll be a psal ikur also. If the simonim are first torn loose, about its post, you can't make a schieten there. Rashi says, about it means Man Yomar means, that the locher is mitorah, shenim sol moshe ha-per, ta'ayu ha-loch moshe mi-Sinai. And this is really for Rebbe, I'm a Rebbe's one that says like this. The poliki yagaz and the blazer prek ha-shechit. So there Rebbe holds, that yesh chitl yosh min ha-Torah. Therefore, if you hold, you have to have hilchah shchita, hu adin, if you have ikor, that's about the psul and hilchah shchita. So therefore, if the simonim were first torn loose, then about you can't make a shchita after that. So most of the other just the opposite. I'll tell you, ipcha mistab, it's supposed to be just the opposite. Leman di yomer yesh chitl yosh min ha-Torah, if midi rice, you have to have a shchita. On a knife, ikor, remember then, you could tell me to say the hilchah yagmarei, that was part of the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. That what? Even though you have to have a shita on a knife, but part of the halacha is the ain ikur, that there's no psal ikur by a knife. And the afidu leman diyam kebehemom, even if you hold what that the shita is midiraisa, like by a behema, prakoponim li'inyin ikur, learn the habit kebehema. That this is all part of the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. So it's possible to say shita svaram, because that's the way it was said over by Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu. That even though by behemah you have to have a shchita, nikur is a psalm, by oif, even a nir a shchita could be ikur not a psalm. But elam, according to Rebbe Lez, elam and the yama, ein shchita l'ref min ha-Torah. That midi rice, you don't have to have a shchita altogether by a bird. It's elam, midi v'resef asoni, midi rabbonin, if so, mehecha gemir elam, where like midi rabbonin do we say you have to make a shchita on a knife, from where do we learn it out from? Midahema, we learn it out from behema. Just like by a behemah you have to make a shchita first, who would then buy a knife first, or should have to make a shkita first? Someone says, if so, kula milsik a behema. Those things should be like a behema then. That just like by behema, there's a psul ikur, if the simonim were torn loose first, he can't make a shkita anymore. So rather, that should be the same swan when the rabbanu or masakim can't derive them by a mlikas, by a shkita saif, also it should be possible be ikur. So rather, it only makes sense if you hold shkita is minatera. Someone says, Oma Ravina, that Oma Li Ravin, Bakisi, he told him like this, that Hodit Tony Rami by Yecheska, that's what Yecheska holds and said, Enikisimonim B'yayif, that by a bird there's no psul, if you first torn loose the simonim, Layamomom, that said Elabim Malika, or in the Gator is Chidisha Malika by Kachim, here we said that even though the simonim were torn loose first, the Malika is still Kasha. Abu Vishchita, when you go to make a shchita on a knife, and a chanami, then yesh ikur, then there would be a psal of ikur. Because hilcha shchita is daim at hilcha shchita of a behema. So just like by a behema, there is a psal ikur, if the simonim are torn loose first, that's a psal. So vada hu adin by oif also, if oif needs a shchita, the shchita has to be the same type of a shchita like a behema. The only chiddush he was by malika. Malika is a new chiddush, it's a new halacha. So you learned that with a new halacha, malika by kachim, that you don't have to make a shchita, just press down with the thumb of the kayin, on here there's no halacha of ikur. Rashi says, techivan the drosha of a chalada loy possible, just like by malika there's no psul of drosha of a chalada pressing straight down, so then also the not halacha of ikur, simonim namin loy possible, also doesn't apply to malika. Now the five halachas of shchita do not apply to malika. But in Echnami, when you have to make a shchita on a knife, that has hilcha shchita in Echnami. Just like by shchita's behemah, there's a psul ikur. That's one of the five psulim who are done by knife also. If the simonim were torn loose first, that's also psul the shchita of a knife. So Mar asked, Rabbi Yirmi said, that Amar Shmuel said, that kol ha-kosher b'shchita, any part of the neck that's kosher l'shchita, connected to the opposite side of it, the back of it, boy, with the back of the neck, is kosher b'mulika. But mashma posel, whatever is posel for shchita, is posel as posel for malika also. So chur, if the simonim were nekar, where it's posel for shchita, chur, it's mashma, it's posel for malika also. So was anachnami, he pligi anachnami, this brisa is arguing on Rami by Yecheskel. Rav Yecheskel back argues, that brisa tackles there is a psal ikar, even by malika. Rav Yecheskel, his chiddush was no, that by malika does not need hilcha shchita, by malika yelda tzivan kosher, even though the simonim were nekar, still you can make a malika there.
Now the Gemara says here, Omar Ziri says like this, what's going to be nishpura mafrekis? the rave bossi more nevela.
That's by a behema.
Yeah, before you make a shchita, first you break the backbone and rave the bossa.
So that's called a nevela. Before you start the shchita, it's called a nevela. Therefore, you can't shech from the back of the neck.
Yeah. Omer al chizda, afananam tinim yoslan like this. It says what? Molak besakin, mitama begodim abeis abliya. So if you make a malika with a knife, molak besakin, so it's mitama begodim abeis abliya, it has tumas. It has tumas nevela like on it. The oif has tumas nevela. Now, viyamrit, so why? Because if you make a malika with a sakin, so much, a malika has to be done with your fingers. And here it's not using the fingers, using a knife. So it's not a malika, it's my ashchita. Shchita is no good because you started in the back of the neck also. First you broke the mafrekis, then the rei boso, so the animal is nevela. So it says here, if you made a malika with a sakin, the din is it's matama begodim. It has hilchos tumah, this oif now, if you eat it, it's matam you and the begodim you're wearing based on belief, has been of nevela. So if it's good. Viyam, if the other type to say was, treifa hevei, that all of the problem is, that if you break mafrekas first, you make it into treifa first, then it's still called a maisa shchita. If so, malikasa, uzuwa shikhtasai. If so, this malika then, since you did it with a knife, let it remain like a shchita. And tahani lay sak in the tarim, then nevela. That's usually the halacha. If you have a behemoth that's a treifa, and you make a shchita on it, so the shchita helps enough to take some tumas nevela. And nevela is only if you died without a shchita. But if it died with a shchita, even though it was a treifa, that's the loch of the shchita, at least helps to take the tumas nevela. Rashi says that psakin ho yiv a kosher shchita, even though it's not a kosher malika, at least he did a shchita. Yeah. So the sakin should help at least that you take off the day nevela. And am I, that's a proof now that since you made the shchita in the back of the neck, so first you had to break the backbone and rave bosa, so it's not only a treifa, that's mamish, and it's not called a shchita at all, it's called a nevela, it has tumas nevela. Yeah. So Mora says, Amri atayin no hosam mishum delav shchiti klal, maybe it's no proof. Maybe it's not called a shchita at all. I'm assuming, see, why not? When you make like a malika out of it, maybe that's not called a shchita at all. Delav shchiti klal. Might have the reason why not. So if you remember nei shum machlet, first of all, you have the psul machlet, that you have to start shechting above, and not like push it through the simonim. We'll see later on exactly what machlet is. Rashi says, shlacha shnifuku, if you broke the bone, then you stick the sakin in there. And that's no good, you have to start a shchit above. Revom of neishu deris, also malik, even with a knife, he just pressed down. That's not a shchit, the shchit has to be, you cut it, go back and forth. So therefore could be, usually, even though you make a shchita from the back, maybe it is called a shchita. It's only a treifa before, so at least it'll take off tumas nevela. But over here, the reason why you make a malika with a sakin, it has tumas nevela, because it's not called a shchita at all. It's not called a shchita at all. The Rama says, man diyom of neishu machlet, the one that says, because by this malika, you'd be machleted with the knife, my time limb of neishu, there's like a meeting to the other reason, the whole malika with the knife, you're just pressing down and not really cutting, because several yields, malika, maybe the malika question, no, even though you're making a malika with a knife, but malika could also be done movements of back and forwards. So maybe with the knife, he went backwards and forwards. There's no psul drosa. It's only because chaloda, like after he broke the backbone, like stuck the knife in the middle and not going straight down with the knife. Now, mandi yom of neishu does, the one that says, no, the problem is, see, with the knife, you're pressing down, you're not cutting. My time yom of neishu machlet, once you say it's like a machlet, like the knife is covered up with the meat on top of it. Omer, if he says like this, chaloda hechidami, what's really the psul of chaloda? What's the psul of ashchita? It means kechudo hador b'yikvedatim, like a weasel that lives inside the houses. Meaning to say, the machasya, it's covered up completely. That's the psul of chaloda. It says krutbalaz. Now, chaloda means, normally you take the knife on top of the neck and you start cutting straight down. If you'll stab the knife in the middle there, like in the knife now is covered up with meat or skin on top of it, that's a psul chaloda. So that's only which really mamash covered up all around. Like the weasels go inside the house. But hochah migla here, even if you want to say he like broke the neck first, but it's still open there. It's still migla, you can still see the knife. Rashi or migla, the afal pid, Shein who etzem mispashak, even though the bone doesn't separate so much, legalos to uncover the shechita completely, miyu asake niru meguno, that the sake of the knife is still seen, calls the mind you're cutting that you can still see the knife. See, as that's not called the ruach alada. Yeah. Amir Rav Rav says like this, e kashka, we have a question, this should be bothering me. In other words, if I have a question on what Rabbi Zera just said, he just said that Nishper Marafrekis, Rav Bas, in the case if you cut the backbone first, and Rav Bas is called an avail, it's called that the behemoth is dead already, if so, what should bother me? V'chimei sayim l'melech, he should have a kashka nefer malika. How could the Torah say by kachim, by an oif? You have to take your thumb of the coin and press down on the back of the neck, and first you cut the mafrekis, and have him in the riz, with Rav Bas. So that's considered like it's mace, it's dead already. So how do you have a mitzvah malika then? So since we make a malika, that should be approved. And when you first press down and cut through the mafrekis and the Rav Bas, so that does not make it available. It's not considered dead yet, it's still called chizdir. At most you could say, maybe it looks like a trefa. Aldar alone it wouldn't bother us, Rashi says, because this is the mitzvah. And really every shechita is that way. Every time you start the shechita, you make it a trefa. When you start the shechita, Elamai, since that's the mitzvah shechita, we don't look upon the trefas. So just cutting the mafrekis with the Rav Bas would just make it into a trefa. That wouldn't bother us by making a malika. But Ziri says that the name is Nishper Mafrekis. Rav Bosi Moth, Sidra Nevela. Nevela means it's considered like it's dead already. That's the most question. This is considered dead already, so how could there be a mitzvah malika then? Samara says no, by malika that shouldn't be a question. Omalei, she said that to Omalei Abaye said that, listen, V'tik Shlecho Erla Saif. You see, ask this question anywhere, but Erla Saif. Why, the boyish Nei Simonim. The lacha usually by an oif, we say by cutting either to a shechita. One simin kills the oif, it's kosher shechita. Who then by malika? By an oilas chatis, it's by oif of a chatis, it's enough just to make a malika through one simin, because through one simin kills the bird. But a special lacha by oilas oif, you have to cut both simonim. The question is, what's the mitzvah to cut both simonim? Here's the same question there also. Once the oif is considered dead already, after cutting the first simon, how could there be a mitzvah to cut the second simon? Elamai, we're bringing the proof by malika is different. By malika, even though the oif is called mace already, still there's a mitzvah to do the malika. So maybe it wouldn't be a kasha on Ziri either, the first malika. Even a malika on an oif of a chatis. That Lechura, even though he cut into Masekas and Rav Bosa, so what? Maybe that's always a mitzvah malika to do it even on a Mesa. Just like you see here by an Erla Seif, there's a mitzvah to cut both Simonim, and by the second, after the first Simon, it's sitting Mesa already. So I said back, no. Omale, I tell you, Hosam over there by Erla Seif, they're Lekayim by Mitzvah Savdolo. There they need to cut the second Simon, is not of Mitzvah Malika and Echanami. Alhika Lochal, the master of the Mitzvah Malika. It's talk after the first simon is dead already, he yuts with one simon. But the pshat is time there's a mitzvah savdolo. Rashi says, Lav mishu maliku and lakayim mitzvah savdolo to separate it. K'diyatun lakamah mishmaitin. Mi v'molak v'hiktil, to the prophet says to make a malika and then burn by the oil asleif. So mahak torah sarash biyatzma v'guf biyatzma. Just like by the burning of the oil asleif, you have to burn the head by itself and then the body. Is Af Malika, simply Malika also, should be a Reif Biyatma of Raguf Biyatmai. That the Malika by Ulla Saif is not enough to make a Malika by one Simon. But other about the Mitzvah Savdol, it has to go through both Simonim. So that's why we have to do both Simonim by Malika of Ulla Saif. So Mela Enoch Nami, the Ikka Mitzvah, Malika maybe is understood the first Simon. The first second Simon, even though it's dead already, that's just done a Mitzvah Savdol. So Mora says, Yochi, if that would be the Pshat, Tamas, and Mitzvah Savdol, then O Nami, how come you don't have to divide it mamish completely, even tear the skin apart? Why she says, Yochi, O Nami, the skin also should be separated. The Yachtach Kol HaRosh, you have to cut off mamish, the whole head should come off of the Eilat Seif. Allah Matanya, how come we learned later, Allah Matanya, come on, we learned that Shnayim the Rabbanan, it's enough just to cut both Simonim according to Rabbanan Shita, even though it's still attached with its skin. But so what, as long as you cut through both Simonim and the Eilat Seif, that's enough. And Rav Shnayim, the Rabbanan Shita, is not to cut Rav Shnayim, it's enough. Abul oh, leklam and the yama. But nobody says by the say if you have to cut it straight through the skin completely. You see, it's still allowed to be attached through the skin. So the question is why? If the second simon is only of mitzvah avdolah, nothing to do with the heksher of the bird, says, so what do you see avdolah means then? Cut straight through? So how come you don't have to cut through the skin also? Gemara says, no, the Teretz is like this. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, kol ha-makiv b'shchita makiv b'avdolah. Anything that's makiv by shchita, that has to do with avdolah. But ain't a makiv b'chol shein a makiv b'shchita, anything that doesn't have to do with shchita, is ain't a makiv b'avdolah, you do not need it for avdolah. So Rashi says, kol ha-makiv b'shchita means or ain't a makiv b'shchita. Shilu kodim shchita nita kol ha-ok shera. Even if you took off all the skin before the shchit also be kosher. Avol simonim shchit the Torah barachmono. Lechatchila kula boy, you have to shech the whole simon lechatchila. Chlekamon lekamon ba'shechtin. So even though we all rave is enough, it's only because rubis kakula. But the whole simon is bechlal shchita. So since this simonim are bechlal shchita, when the Torah gives them the mitzvah of Avdolah, it means both of the simonim should be cut completely by knife. But only what's Mageh to Shkita has to have the Avdolah. Mashenkin, the skin that has nothing to do with the skin around the neck, has nothing to do with the Shkita, who are done by the mitzvah of Avdolah, you do not have to make Avdolah on the skin. So therefore, the mitzvah of Avdolah is enough just to simonim, even though we're talking about Malika now. But since, even through the Hilchah Shkita, it only has to do with the simonim, not with the or, therefore by the or, there's no mitzvah of Avdolah. So where's the question still? I brought me it simonim le rabbonin to a makfu b'shchita makfu b'avdolah. The rabbonin shita is that by the Eilu Seif you have to cut the whole simonim completely. The two simonim b'kain have to cut through the malika with the thumb. Now by Hilcha shchita the rabbonin hold is enough to cut rave of the simon. And still we see by the malika they hold you have to cut the whole simon. And so l'chu you see that after mitzvah avdolah it's more than just you need from shchita. So how come you don't have to cut through the skin also? So Moses says like this, Ela rather Amos like this, Kol sheyeshna b'shchita yeshna avdolah. Anything that has shaykhus to shchita, meaning the simonim, that the simonim are in the parasha of shchita, they have to be done completely through the mitzvah avdolah. That the kol sheyna b'shchita, like the oil, the skin around the neck, which has nothing to do with the mitzvah shchita, is einam avdolah, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah avdolah. So good, so our co-pointing we answered now, how come you could have this malika by Ela Seif to cut both simonim? But our co-pointing the Gemara says, Mikol Mokum Kasha, still there's a stira, that the question is, by every malika, regular malika, by Chata Seif, how could you make a malika, according to Ziri, when you first press down the back to Mefrekas and the Rave Vessels and the Vela, it's a Mesa, so how could there be a mitzvah malika on a Mesa? So this is Amarev, Eime, Vechenu Oise, Chotech, Shed Mefrekas, Belei Rave Vessel. And the answer is that every malika, you only press down through the back and cut the mafek as the backbone there, but not with rave basa. So when did Ziri say it's called a nevela when you cut the rave basa? Every malika, you do not cut the rave basa, therefore the earth is still alive. Therefore it's good when you cut the simonim, it's called a good malika. Alright, we'll stop here.